Welcome to The Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca. As you know, Linn County has announced plans to file a class action lawsuit against the state of Oregon on behalf of the 15 counties that have state forest land. The suit will seek more than $1.4 billion in damages on the premise that the counties would have received that money had the state managed the forests for maximum timber revenue. Linn County has a relatively small portion of state forest. Most of the state forest lands are here in Clatsop and Tillamook counties, which need to decide whether to be a part of the class action suit. On today's program, we have Chris Smith of the North Coast State Forest Coalition and former Clatsop County Commissioner Helen Westbrook with their thoughts about what this means for the North Coast. We begin with Chris describing the Linn County rationale.
They believe that the state is contractually obligated to manage state forest lands that were deeded from the counties to maximize revenue for county coffers and taxing districts. And Linn County claims that for years and years, the state has not met its obligations, contractual obligations to the counties, and has essentially under-harvested the forests. And so Linn County is not only suing for those dollars that it believes it's been owed for years and years, but is also setting a precedent that state forests should be managed essentially to be logged at the most aggressive levels allowable under the Oregon Forest Practices Act, which many groups believe is the weakest set of logging regulations on the West Coast.
I'm going to take a wild leap and assume that the North Coast State Forest Coalition doesn't agree with this, since I know for some years now you've been kind of pushing in the other direction with the State Department of Forestry.
Yeah, that's also right. We oppose the lawsuit. We think it's bad on several fronts. Most basically, we think it is a bad message to send from the counties in regards to how the forest should be managed. The forest is mandated to be managed for the greatest permanent value of all Oregonians. And this isn't a whimsical term that's thrown around. This is an Oregon administrative rule. And that includes healthy, intact ecosystems, social benefits, economic benefits. And so for Linn County to claim that the greatest permanent value for all Oregonians is to stuff its county coffers with short-term timber dollars, we believe is both wrong and short-sighted. And I think the second problem with the lawsuit is it really disrupts an ongoing process that the Board of Forestry has been engaged in to explore new, different ways to manage state forests for improved kind of economic viability and improved conservation. And so currently, the counties have a formal seat at that table during that process. The timber industry has a seat at that table. The conservation community has a seat at that table, and the public at large has been involved. And by filing this lawsuit, Linn County is basically saying we don't want any part of that process.
How do people who live in parts of Oregon that are not timber counties, how would they benefit from this lawsuit? Or how do they benefit from the forest lands if this is the way to go?
Well, if you don't live in these counties, it's very hard for you to benefit from this lawsuit unless you happen to benefit from any logging that goes on despite living in those counties. So you could live in a neighboring county and perhaps get a job logging these forest lands. But the great value for all Oregonians in these forest lands is recreation, fish and wildlife habitat, and the multiple economies that fish and wildlife habitat support. Bird watching, fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, mountain biking, the whole gamut of those types of values. And then, of course, those slightly more difficult to articulate values like carbon sequestration, flood mitigation, climate change mitigation. So all Oregonians can benefit from those. And people coming from outside of Oregon not only benefit from those values being managed for, but also contribute to local economies via tourism based on those values.
Helen?
You know, Roger, maybe it would help to do just a little bit of background on how these lands happen to come from the counties to the state. Mm-hmm. People are familiar with federal lands managed by BLM and Forest Service and other agencies like that, and then there are a lot of privately owned forest industrial lands. Clatsop County doesn't have, for all practical purposes, any federal lands that could be considered public forests, but in the state forests are owned by the people of Oregon. The timber counties have a strong vested interest in the success of the forest, but the question really is what weight to give to the forest values that go beyond harvest dollars. The land came to the state from the counties, this land that we're referring to as state forest, mostly through tax foreclosures in the early 1900s, mostly the 1930s and 40s. And after the Great Depression, when the forests were very much cut over and burned over.
Essentially what happened there was the people came and they took the trees and they left the bare land and walked away without paying their taxes. Is that sort of the...
That's the drift. Right. Exactly right. So the counties worked with the state, according to the historical records, so that the state could provide a way of accepting the responsibility for some lands, forest lands, from the county and get this economic onus off of the counties, and also to bring the lands back into production. So the state developed legislation in the early 30s to accomplish this. And mostly in the 1940s, the counties then did transfer lands to the state. They had an option to retain lands, and they did retain a lot of timber land, sold it privately to timber firms or to individuals to benefit the counties. But the land that was transferred to the state was, according to the early legislation, to secure the greatest permanent value to the state. Obviously, a lot of that was that it be professionally maintained, that it be forested, and that these other values be recognized.
None of the other counties so far has jumped into this. It's Linn County by itself at this point, but it has to be tempting for Clatsop County and all the other timber counties because they're quite dependent on the money from the forests. Alan, you would know probably more about that than most. How does that work? What, for example, in Clatsop County, where does that money go?
Well, it's kind of interesting. In order to avoid the kind of boom bust of timber revenues in the past, in the 1980s, the county commissioners made a decision to house most of the timber money coming in a special projects fund. So that it was literally used for special projects rather than the everyday operations of the county. The county had been caught in a 1980s downturn and had to cut a lot of expenses. There were a lot of layoffs, and they didn't want to have to go through those kinds of operational shifts based on timber revenues.
A downturn could be the price of lumber goes down, like the price of gas is down now.
It absolutely.
No matter how much you're cutting, you're just not getting what you budgeted for.
The stoppage of really new housing starts, certainly, mm-hmm. that brings down timber revenue. There are a lot of natural factors that could bring down the revenues, and there have been some fairly wide fluctuations. The suit is interesting in that I don't know how our county will continue to work in a collaborative manner with the Oregon Department of Forestry and the Board of Forestry, who are responsible for the forest policies. That's been our position in the past, is that we worked collaboratively on these issues. And over the last decade, Clatsop County has averaged more timber revenue than any other timber county, even though we have half the acreage that Tillamook County does. I don't know how this suit will play out. It's really kind of baffling to me. As you said, I don't believe any of the other counties have made a decision, but actually the decision that they need to make is if they wish to opt out mm-hmm. of the class action. And still, if a county opts out, it seems to me that the suit is going to impact them one way or another.
Right.
Yeah, I think the one thing that is clear is that at least during the suit, if a county does not opt out of it, then the state won't deal with that county in terms of state forest management. So for the months or years that this suit goes on, if Clatsop County, for instance, was not to opt out of the suit, they would have essentially, to my understanding, no communication, no collaboration with the Department of Forestry, which is at that same time continuously managing the 160,000 acres of the Clatsop State Forest for the county.
Do you know, have the other counties also been prudent in the sense that they're setting this money aside into a special projects fund, or are some of them just using this for operating expenses?
There are all different ways that the different counties choose. The revenues are more critical part of the budget for some counties than for others. So I think Clatsop County may be a bit unique in the special projects fund. And it not all of the money goes only to special projects, but that was really the more or less the intent in the 80s when it was set up to keep it out of the day-to-day operations. Mm-hmm. This suit that Chris explained really sets the trail for harvest. It's just interesting to look at the suit itself. According to the Albany, which is the county seat of Linn County, Albany newspaper, the suit is being funded by a couple of different timber companies and then the state's largest timber lobby group, which is the OFIC. So I think if one just follows the money on what the intent to the outcome of the suit is, it's a bit telling right there at the front end.
Clatsop County Commission Chairman Scott Lee has been quoted as being a bit concerned about an unintended consequence from this, that the suit may result in countersuits from environmental groups and so on, and tie up the money so that nobody's getting any money for a while because it's all tied up in court.
Yeah, I think that's a real concern. And, you know, the Center for Biological Diversity is a group that about a year and a half ago, I believe, already filed 60-day notice to sue the state because of taking coho, coastal coho salmon, which are on the endangered species list. So that's a very real possibility. If an organization thinks that there is already a basis to sue the state for harvesting too much, and then you see this push to harvest even more, I don't see how you could ignore the threat of a backlash lawsuit like that. And this kind of brings up a slightly off-topic anecdote, but in 2013, I appeared before the Clatsop Commission when they were being asked by other counties to contribute to the marbled murrelet case on the Elliott State Forest. And they were being asked to contribute funds for the litigation process because the counties were, in this case, intervening on behalf of the state, which was being sued by environmental groups. And the counties went ahead and, to my chagrin, contributed to that fund. And about 4 months later, the state lost the case and had to cancel a number of timber sales and pay out about $340,000. So that threat is very real and shouldn't be ignored, I don't think.
Well, help me with this in identifying where the conflict is. Most recently, we've talked about the Homesteader site in the Clatsop State Forest, and you were pushing the State Department of Forestry to not clear-cut that, but instead to cut two other parcels because your feeling was the Homesteader site had a lot of environmental, ecological values. It was old-growth kind of forest, and these other sites could be cut because they didn't have those values. The income would have been the same. So where's the conflict here between managing for the environment and managing for the counties to get money from the forests?
Well, it's an interesting conflict. It's very convoluted. But in the case of Homesteader, we were advocating that these very special types of forest habitat, very special and very rare in the case of Northwest Oregon, this kind of complex older forest structure, not be logged because it is so critical to a number of species that don't have that kind of access to other habitat on the north coast of Oregon. Whereas there's a lot of stands that could stand to be thinned or selectively logged nearby. And the decision to go ahead with the clear cuts in the Homesteader area, I think, is driven in part by the department being in a revenue bind, they have to log areas that they might otherwise not log because they don't think that they would be prudent to do so in kind of a booming economy. But in this situation, they feel they need to. But the other kind of underlying issue is that there have been calls for older forests that are beginning to develop characteristics that house endangered species to be logged so that they don't in the future house endangered species that could then tie up logging in the area.
So you get around the problem of having to protect the elephants by making sure there are no elephants.
Absolutely.
Shoot the elephants.
Well, you kind of touched on this earlier, but let's suppose I never visit the state forests. I don't camp, I don't fish, I don't go to enjoy the beauty or anything like that. Why would I care about this?
If you are an Oregonian, why would you care about the state forests if you didn't feel they were accessible to you?
If I don't use them, why would I care about what happens with this?
Sure. Well, not all of the values that state forests provide to Oregonians are those kind of direct, tangible values that we think of first off, such as hiking or camping or hunting or fishing. A lot of them are slightly more esoteric. They're storing carbon for us. They are mitigating flood damage. They're preventing landslides, safety hazards. But the other thing that they do is they bring in money to local economies via tourism, via fishing, via hunting, via camping, the kind of outdoor recreation economy, that even if you're not participating in that, local communities should see that impact positively.
Well, what is your next step? The Linn County is threatening to file the suit. We assume that they will. What will the North Coast State Forest Coalition be doing? How will it be participating in this?
You know, it's an interesting question. We're not by trade litigators or lawyers. We're not typically involved in legal battles. So currently we're just gathering information, and right now we're hoping that the counties see the fraught nature of this suit and opt out. We think that it's both economically and probably environmentally better for many counties to opt out of the suit. While there could be a big payoff down the road, we don't think that is likely, and we see the short-term economic ramifications and the kind of loss of communication with the Department of Forestry as being bad enough to outweigh those potential revenue boons down the road. So we're not sure exactly what our next step is. We're kind of waiting for the counties to make their determinations and see exactly what becomes of the threat to sue.
You know, in the past, the county commission has supported a balanced approach to forest management, and I think there's been some recognition of the contribution that the forests make to recreational opportunities, cleaner air, cleaner water, shade for fish-bearing streams, and habitat for wildlife. The current Clatsop County representative to the Forest Trust Land Groups has talked a lot about collaboration. The odd thing about this suit is it seems to me like that is the antithesis of collaboration. So the chair is apparently concerned about lawsuits from environmental groups, and this seems to get mentioned often on the commission. And now we have a lawsuit from the commission, $1.4 billion, against the Department of Forestry in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to square those things with our need to take care of our resources and maximize their potential.
Another thing I would add, going back to kind of next steps for the North Coast State Forest Coalition, is that while we're not actively engaged in this lawsuit really brings to clarity the state forest situation, both for folks in forest trust land counties who rely on these forests for multiple values, including county revenue, but also for Oregonians at large who may not understand the kind of historical context, the political context of these forests, and may not know that these forests are even owned by Oregonians. So if nothing else, this lawsuit may bring to light some issues that have otherwise flown under the radar.
Well, not all counties are created equal, and there are some huge differences between Clatsop and Tillamook and some of the other counties that are currently named in this lawsuit, including Linn County. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you might start out with the thought that of the Board of Forestry acres, that is the state forests in each county, Clatsop County has 147,000 acres. Tillamook has 311,000 acres. Linn County has 21,000 acres of state forest. So it is particularly interesting that Clatsop County over so many years has averaged a higher revenue bring back from forest harvest when we're at about half the size of Tillamook.
Well, there are other differences between the counties, too. I believe you mentioned that in Linn County, there's a lot of federal forest. And so whatever happened with this lawsuit, if they were clear-cutting all of their, 21,000 acres, they still would have forest there for all the other values that we treasure. What about Clatsop County?
Clatsop County has virtually no other federal forests that would be considered publicly owned forests. Our forest land in Clatsop County is large private ownership or smaller woodlots, and then our state forest land. In Clatsop County, I believe there are about 400 acres of federal land, whereas the state forest is about 162,000 acres. Tillamook County has 131,000 acres of federal land, forest land. And so in Clatsop County, what we do with our state forests is just so much more important to us because that's what we've got, mm-hmm. and we don't have other public forests to look to.
Yeah, I think another way of putting this is, you know, because there are timber companies who are footing the bill for the legal fees, Linn County has very little to lose. You know, if they win the case, they get a big windfall of revenue, and then they can slightly increase the amount of harvest going on in their county. If they lose, you know, not a whole lot of fallout. But if these bigger state forest holding counties like Clatsop and Tillamook County win this case, you might see a big windfall, and then you see most of the public lands turned into tree farms for the foreseeable future. And if they lose, then, you know, you have other ramifications to deal with.
Well, speaking of windfall, where do the numbers come from that make up this $1.4 billion? Are those numbers that everybody agrees on, or numbers that surprised everybody when they saw them in the suit? Or,
you know, I have tried to figure out where those numbers come from, and I cannot do so. I've been following state forest issues for about 4 years, and to me those numbers seem mostly picked out of thin air. There may be some calculations going on based on acreage and Forest Practices Act numbers, but to my understanding, revenue has actually increased from state forests. State forest harvests have increased since 2001 compared to the levels in the 90s. So, you know, I think there's a lot of issues reading the Linn County press release and their statement regarding the suit. And that's just one of them, where those numbers are, what the real numbers are.
I believe that Linn County and their attorneys made an attempt to figure out over the last several years how much might have been brought in revenue had we treated the forests more like industrial, commercial forests rather than state forests. I know how much the money means to the county and to the special districts within the counties, to a greater or lesser degree, depending upon which county you're in. And I think they really do have a vested right to revenues. The question is, where is the balance for the other values of the forest?
Well, and you said earlier the language includes the words for all Oregonians, and that would seem to argue for a more balanced approach. Well, this is a lawsuit. So where's the space for a private citizen who has feelings about this to make themselves heard? Is this to go to their own county commission and sort of lobby for their point of view on this?
Yeah, I think the first point of entrance into a process like this is to talk to your county commissioners, especially if you're in a Forest Trust Land county. If you're in Clatsop County or Columbia County or Tillamook County or Washington County, or, you know, you could even go to your Linn County commissioners. They may not listen to you, but talk to them about the values the forests provide you and what this lawsuit indicates about how you value those forests. And, you know, I think prudent county commissioners that understand the multiple values that state forests provide will think long and hard about withdrawing from the lawsuit.
It seems to me once the suit is filed, the opportunity for the public to take part is gone, because it's illegal. It's all up to the courts then.
You're right. This is a good time to be talking to your county commissioner if you have a position that you'd like to put forward. The notice of suit doesn't really give me a deadline to know when the decision will be made as far as the class action, who's in, who's not in, mm-hmm. and it moves forward. But certainly we're in this notice period, and this would be a very good time to be talking to your county commissioners. I hope that that we are able to follow how this has come about. There's been really kind of no public record that I can find at this point of anybody in the groups that one would think would be formulating the ideas, like the Forest Trust Land Advisory Council, the county forestry groups, that there doesn't appear to be a record that shows the conversation and how we came to this point. I certainly hope, as we're going forward, that the public is able to see the process. It's the law.
Chris, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I think you just hit on kind of the dual concerns here, is that, you know, along with disrupting an ongoing public process, the counties are really trying to handcuff the state and in some ways trying to bankrupt a lot of those values which they intend to, or they purport to, be fighting for. And then the other thing is the lawsuit points towards a future of increased clear-cutting, decreased wildlife habitat, worse water quality for North Coast communities, intensified aerial spraying, fewer fish, the whole kind of gamut that comes with the very intensive harvesting that is undertaken by the Forest Practices Act.
All right. Well, we've been talking about the $1.4 billion lawsuit that Linn County plans to file against the state, in essence because they feel the state has not managed the forest land, the state forest land, in a way that brings maximum income to the counties. And we're all watching and waiting to see what happens next. So thank you to Chris Smith from the North Coast State Forest Coalition, and thank you to Helen Westbrook, former Clatsop County Commissioner. And you've been listening to The Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca.